Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is that Dr. Phil?
He's already on the hotline, yeah.
Did you tell him this is the kind of show I can't watch because I know how what happens?
There's a couple of things in the trailer. There's like a sheep with they have to put little boots on them. And you're just like, you know, it's going to get you.
I raise money for the shelters. I give personal money to the shelter. You know me. Every one of my dogs has been a shelter dog. Like, there's nothing I won't do. Like, but it's these are the ones that like Sassy, she loves this stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll try to get me to watch it because she's like, it's a good cry. And I'm like, I don't need to ugly cry in front of you. You know, like I did.
Born September 1st in Vinita, Oklahoma. A graduate of Shawnee Mission North High School, he was a standout football player who attended the University of Tulsa and eventually graduated from Midwestern State University with a degree in psychology, going on to become one of the more recognizable and popular daytime hosts with the wildly popular Dr. Phil Show. But today, he's here to talk about the new show he's executive produced, That Animal Rescue Show, debuting tomorrow on CBS All Access. Please welcome the one and only Dr. Phil McGraw.
Doc, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Congratulations on this new show. I was just telling Jake, I know it's going to be great, and I will watch it, but it's going to be all by myself because I know what these things do to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll confess, this is one that really touches your heart, and I'm a big animal advocate. I've always had rescue dogs, and in fact, I had a rescue for 13 years that I lost 2 years ago, and she was my absolute shadow. Went everywhere with me, went on the plane with me, went to the studio with me every day. If I traveled to Europe, she went with me. She was just went everywhere, and she was on dialysis for the last year. I did everything I could to keep her alive, and then finally lost her, and I mourned her for 2 years and wound up leaving one of these places where we shot with two new puppies, so...
That's how it happens.
Over it, added two puppies, so it's had a personal effect on me as well.
Yeah, it'll be a year at least before I go again. Yeah, I know Jake shared with you that we just lost 16 and a half years. Barger came in the studio every day with me, and so it's just.
I'm sorry for your loss. I know how it's one of the hardest things I've ever been through. So it's I know what it's like, and I'm sorry for your loss. It's tough.
Well, and helping these animals is so important, and it's funny because you could probably shed the best light on this. I tried to explain it to somebody my feelings on why we feel so much worse when an animal passes, and you feel guilty because it really does surpass in a lot of times the way we feel about humans. And I go, well, imagine if you ever were to meet a human that loved you the way that animal loved you, was unconditional, never made you feel threatened, never made you feel less than, never made you feel jealous, never made you feel afraid. If you lost that person, you'd go jump off a goddamn bridge. You couldn't live another day without him.
Well, that's exactly right. And I had a friend that used to say, put your wife and your dog in the trunk and ride around for an hour and open the trunk and see which one's glad to see you. You'll find
that's
out
exactly
about
right.
Who judges you. And who
that's
doesn't.
Exactly right.
And, I told him, no, I don't think it's a good idea to put your wife in the trunk. But you're right. You know, there's just no judgment. They're just always happy to see you. And that's what happens in this cleverly titled That Animal Rescue Show. A lot of creativity went into that. Didn't it? these are sanctuaries that you'll see in the very first episode. There are animals that... people would discard. They were born with birth defects. We have a one-legged dog, and with blind horses and, you know, goats that are, can't, they have three legs and can't walk, and spinal defects where animals have to drag their back legs, so they're in a wheelchair. And what we do is we bring out children that face similar maladies, similar challenges, and we pair them up with these animals because the animals don't know they have a bad deal. They're just so happy to see somebody and have their ears scuffed up and get petted and scratched, and they're so warm and so welcoming. And so you have a child that's new in a wheelchair, and so they're intimidated by it, and they're really upset. And they come out, and they see three dogs and a goat running and playing with wheelchairs and crashing into each other and rolling over three times and coming up with, you know, big smiles on their faces and chasing each other. And they go, wow, look at them. What am I so upset about? And then these dogs and goats come running up to them and licking their face and stuff. And you just see their hearts melt, and they're no longer intimidated and upset. And when you see how that happens between them, you know, it's like the animals are rescued, and then they turn around and rescue you right back.
Yeah, sure, it's just
an amazing thing to see the bond between these animals and children.
Ugh, dude, that is the thing that will motivate people. You want to talk about hearts and minds, Dr. Phil. You show a kid that needs a little help, you show an animal that doesn't know and provides that care. I mean, how do you not make this world a better place with a TV show like that? In this divisive, effed up, crazy world that we're living in right now, man, this is all we should be watching. Something that inspires you to go, you know what, I'm going to sell this, take that money, and send it to them because I think they're doing good work and making this world better.
Yeah, and you know, the volunteer, it's all volunteers down there, of course, and one of the volunteers was saying that he had just lost his father to cancer, and he just felt so inept and so helpless that he couldn't have any power. He just felt powerless, and he was depressed, and so he just kind of happened to come out there with a friend to volunteer, and he saw the impact he was able to have with an animal and then with a child, and he said, I'm not powerless. I can make a difference. And it healed his heart. And he's now been volunteering for 2 years. And he said, these animals were the best therapy I ever had. They never spoke a word to me. So it's just amazing how it just keeps rolling on and rolling on. And, you know, what better time than right now to remind people what life should be all about and what we should be focused on instead of arguing all the time.
No doubt. And trust me, try it out. Volunteering, helping, really doing something good is almost a selfish act in the sense that you get so much more out of it than the person you're helping. It'll make your world better, your head better, your heart better. Everything about you will be better.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the thing, if you've got a void where you feel empty, the best way to fill yourself up is give away that which you need the most. Give what you need the most, and it fills you up. And then all of a sudden you say, wow, this quarantine's not hitting me so hard. This pandemic is not hitting me so bad, and I'm able to get outside, breathe fresh air.
That's right.
Bond with these animals, help these children. It makes all the difference in the world.
Well, Doc, man, and they're giving me the rap, but come back anytime. There's so many things I'd like to talk to you about this TV show. But, you know, and by the way, don't miss that animal rescue show, CBS All Access. It's going to be fantastic. But you're welcome here just anytime.
Well, thanks. You guys know I love Kansas City. Went to high school there, yep. Shawnee Mission North. Go Indians. I love it up there.
Anytime, my friend. The great Dr. Phil. Nice job, man. Great job. Yeah. Wow, you a terrible person, Jake. I'm sure you were conflicted about losing Dr. Phil as a guest, who's a great get.
Yeah.
But goddamn, man.
Well, from the second I watched the
What are you doing to me here?
Like, the second I watched the trailer, I was like... But I couldn't not put Dr.
Phil
literally, on there.
I was holding on by a shred. Like, yeah. I was really like.
And I talked to it like
God
I would.
God damn.
I wish I had the audio of before he went on. Of course, I told him kind of the story and what had gone on with Barger and whatever. And it just, he was so. Like, I see where that guy's, how he's gotten where he's gotten. Because he immediately was like, hey, man, first of all, thank you for giving me a heads up, not letting me walk into that and whatever. And then.
has he talked to you about it? Does he talk to other people? Does he? And like, not in a BS way, like in a, like, I can see how people listen to that guy. I can see it.
Yeah, thanks. And then tell me about, like, you know, hurt kids and hurt
yeah, no, like, I know.
You
know.
You had to talk about it to help the sheep and the goat, though.
So yeah, I'm adorable. A sicko for that. Oh. I love Ella watches. I'll have to find that. My daughter watches.
I won't be watching this with anyone. My daughter. I mean, I'll watch it on my own, but I shan't be watching it with anybody.
But if you want to make yourself feel better when you're down, like Ella watches a YouTube channel that it's a place in LA. It's the same kind of thing. It's a rescue that shows kids how they're not different, and it's very similar to this, whatever. And like the stories they tell, and like the animals they save, and like he said, the animals that save them right back. Like kids can look at an animal because they can relate. Since you're a baby, you're looking at animal pictures in a book.
Of course.
And if the animal's different and he doesn't care and he doesn't know, then why should you?
That's right.
Like all that stuff is fantastic.
Dude, my neighbors have a chicken they keep, and they've got a bunch of chickens, but one of them's got a bunk crazy chicken leg, and he's really not as good as the others. And they were like, should we put him down? Like talking to the vet, and the vet's like, well, it's not going to be easy. And they're like, but he's happy every other way, right? And they're like, we're keeping him. Like, I mean, it's super nice. Yeah. And but I mean, you know, like you'll laugh at me because I'm like, well, we went over and did this. We helped build a wall. We helped with this. You know, that's all selfish. That's all self-serving for me. So my head doesn't explode.
I almost said to you earlier that thank Christ and anyone else listening that you have the land, because I know you love and need projects.
But I mean, but when somebody goes, hey, I need help with my house, or I need help with this or that, I'm incredibly thankful, because it keeps me from imploding. Like, you know, yes, it, from the outside, it looks like you're being the most helpful friend ever. But the truth of the matter is, it's really just, again, like you said, filling that void.
Mm-hmm.
Like those ducks, like the deer, like everything. You're like,
you have a whole forest of friends.
Well, it's again, if anybody has any doubt about volunteering or helping or just, and again, it doesn't have to be with a giant organization. It can be absolutely anything.
They're probably smaller organizations that need the help.
These leaves are falling pretty quick. You got people in your neighborhood who are older. Man, go over and take care of their leaves for them. It's nothing. I know it's nothing, but you're going to feel so much better inside when they're surprised. That, you know, the older person comes to that door and goes, why would you do that? And you're like, surprise.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best.
Like, I'm telling you, that's how to survive this.
And especially with winter coming on, like, I try to go out and shovel the driveway, and then we've got some older people down the street, at least shovel their steps and down to their mailbox, because you know they're going to go get their mail. And it's like the biggest part of their day to see that somebody did that for them. Like, and it's so easy. Mm-hmm. It takes no time.
Yeah, no, it's it. So, yeah, you know, I'm a weirdo. That's so I don't go on a killing spree somewhere. It's one or the other for me. I'm either, let's get the flamethrower and let's start doing some business, or I'm going to go out here and try to help somebody. Yeah. It just makes it a lot easier. Yeah. So, Jake, I'm pretty sure I don't care about you no more.
You're welcome.
Because you did that to me. I was like, I literally was in the middle of that going, come on, man.
Yeah.
Did you? What was the over-under on me losing it during that?
I was just keeping quiet.
What did you think was going
to
happen?
I thought that you were probably on the line, to be honest with you, because he was very sensitive about it.
You thought I was going to go?
See, I thought you'd be okay, because I knew he would be sensitive. I just figured he'd
be sensitive.
That's not it.
It wasn't like he was going to, no, it was not. He was fine, but the way he explained it was worse.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the truth and the honest, like, that's what, I almost took my headphones off at one point, but then I realized if I do, I can't hear him.
Yeah. I think it helped that he told the story about the trunk. That lightened it for a second, but no, because he was just so sincere about his own situation that I'm like, oh boy, I'm keeping my mouth.
Yeah. Then,
you did good though. It's important.
No.
It's important.
Good. The Animal Rescue Show, CBS All Access. Make sure you guys watch it. I think it'll be good. It's much, turn off the news.
Yeah. Please watch something good.
Turn off the news, man. Go watch something else, man. For sure.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.